The 28-year-old Crawford was shot 5 times by Pensacola Police Detective Daniel Seaman following a slow-speed chase and confrontation near downtown. A grand jury last month declined to file criminal charges.
Our main issue here is to take care of the city of Pensacola and promote what is right, and that's by doing by everything else. You have a lot of other fringe characters who have their agenda to do, and they will continue to produce that.
At his weekly news conference, Mayor Grover Robinson said one of the actions by his administration was to hire a Tallahassee legal firm, Sniffen & Spellman, to help sort out the legal issues surrounding the case in the event of a lawsuit against the city by the Crawford family. The mayor also had praise for City Attorney Susan Wolf, who actually made the hire.
I think Susan has done a great job of representing us, and she continues to do that. We've always said when certain things get out of our realm of what we're used to doing on a day-to-day, and certainly as we look at this case that associated around the shooting was one of those things.
Sniffen and Spellman says Robinson recommended that the city hire a public relations firm connected to the law firm as a safeguard if the case were to gain national attention. But that never came to fruition.
We did do some basic planning in the beginning, and that's all the work that we did. And it ended up that none of those things, again, you plan. Sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't. It didn't happen. We didn't utilize them anymore outside of that. Now, that council will continue to be involved in any civil litigation, if there is civil litigation.
Work is continuing on bringing back a citizens advisory panel to work with the police department, similar to the one set up some years ago. But the mayor adds that things are already on the move.
I really appreciate where we're going already with the police department. We're trying to improve relationships. We've discussed where we are in the new fiscal year with bike patrols. We want to continue to extend that to West Side and some of the other things as we can. So we're going to try to do everything we can to build better relationship between our police and our communities.
Robinson and City Neighborhoods Administrator Lawrence Powell also plan to meet with Cedric Alexander, a nationally known expert on law enforcement who's retired and living in Pensacola.
He has a wealth of knowledge, and he's willing to talk with us and kind of give us some advice on some things. It's one of those things that we will continue to work through and see what we can do, but we're trying to get as much advice, make sure that we build the team that we need to for the citizens.
The other issue stemming from the Crawford shooting is having federal agencies, FBI, DEA, and others, come to Pensacola and provide some training for the police department. The mayor says they plan to meet again with U.S. Attorney Larry Keefe.
We've been in and out of town with several things going on our end. That relationship continues to work between the PPD and their offices. And he was supposed to come to town, then he couldn't come, and then we went out of town. And so it's just been a calendar issue.
For now, there are no set timelines either for the Citizens Advisory Board or for federal involvement in police training.
We're evaluating it, and I think we could do something certainly by next spring into summer. We should have something. I see Mr. Powell nodding back there saying, yeah, I think we could do something by that time point. But again, we are looking at whether it would be more than just dealing with police, and I think there's a good idea that we should be doing more than just law enforcement.
Meanwhile, Daniel Seaman is appealing his termination to the Pensacola Police Department and, if necessary, to the city itself. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.